Good afternoon, this is Senator Donald Olson. I'm going and start the Community and Regional Affairs meeting for this afternoon. We have one bill that's up here to be heard. Today we have with us Senator Joe Thomas, Senator Tom Wagner, and myself, Senator Olson. This afternoon, we have a bill in front of us. Has to do with orders. Are you ready to present it? Would you step up to the microphone, give us your name and affiliation, and present the bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Jody Simpson, and I am staff to Senator Huggins. Senator Huggins sends his regrets. He's not able to attend today, but I'll be presenting the bill. Before you this afternoon is Senate Bill 254, an act extending the termination date of the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program and providing for an effective date. The ARCTIC program was established in 1998 and designated by the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. ARTIRs have been reauthorized every 3 years since 1998, the last time through July 2008. This bill is very simple. It extends the termination date once again, this time for 5 years, from 2008 to 2013. Mr. Chairman, your bill packets contain quite a bit of background information on the ARTIRs, which stands for Alaska Regional Development Organizations. Briefly, there are currently 11 ARTIRs across the state, and these organizations serve as the state's contribution to economic development in Alaska's urban and rural areas. These ARTIRs enable local officials and businesses to pool their limited resources and work together on economic development projects, develop partnerships among public, private, and other organizations, and provide technical assistance via direct links to local citizens. As you read in the report that I provided in your bill packets, our ARTIRs are successful, and for this past year, they have coordinated some 50 regional efforts, including updating comprehensive economic development strategies, or SEDs, across the state. They've raised $1.178 million in private sector funds to leverage for the program, and according to the report, they met 84% of their identified collective goals. You will hear this afternoon from several people who are online to discuss their individual organizations and their specific programs or to answer your questions. Mr. Michael Hanzik, who is the director of the ARTIR program with the Department of Economic Development, is online. Mr. Marty Mativa, the executive director for the MATSU Resource and Development Council, I expect him to be online. And Mr. Mike Katze, who is the executive director for SWAMC, is also scheduled to be online. Lastly, Mr. Chairman, this five-year extension was requested and recommended by the ARTIRs themselves. Extending the sunset from 3 to 5 years would allow them to do more long-range planning. As an example, MATSU RC&D would like to set up a revolving loan fund, and Mr. Mativa, who is online, can provide you additional details on that effort if you're interested. With that, Mr. Chairman, you have additional information and background documentation in your packets. I'll conclude my comments, and thank you for hearing this bill. And I'll be available to try to answer your questions.
Thank you, Ms. Simpson. Do we have any questions from the committee members for the bill sponsor? I'm just looking for a fiscal note on this, and I don't see one. Do you have a budget for your
third page in?
Third and fourth page.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, there are two fiscal notes. And their total budget is $4,476,000 and change, and that money basically is an administration fee, and then they divide up equally among the organizations, they balance, and it gives them about $53,000 each out of the total amount that they're requesting.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions by the committee members? If not, we'll go ahead and go on off to the people that are off net. First, we have Mike Hanzik. Mr. Hanzik, are you on, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Michael Hanzik with the State of Alaska, the Office of Economic Development. I am the ARTIR coordinator for the state.
Is there anything you want to specifically say, or are you just here for questions?
No, sir. Our office is supportive of the program and the ARTIRs program, I'm just available to answer any questions as they come up and as they are needed to be answered.
One question I have for you, as we look at the fiscal notes, you're seeing $650,000, then go $663,000 for the next number of years. It looked like it's flat funded after that. What's the reason for not asking for more money to keep up with inflation?
Mr. through the chair, at this point in time, it's up to the auditors if interested in increasing the funding for the program. I have no objections at this point in time of increasing the funds. I think they should be to meet the auditor needs. The auditors have been able to leverage the funds that they've been able to leverage funds successfully currently at this point in time. But as you stated with the inflation and needs, it is something that probably should be looked into in the very, very near future.
Okay, thank you very much. Any further questions by the committee members for Mr. Hanzik? If not, I would like to go ahead and note that Senator Albert Kukesh has joined us. With that, thank you very much for testifying this afternoon, Mr. Hanzik.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I'll stand by for any further questions.
I appreciate that. Let's go to the people that are in the room here. First, we have Wayne Stevens. Mr. Stevens, are you in? Please identify yourself for the record and tell us who you're associated with and go ahead with your testimony, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Wayne Stevens. I'm President and CEO of the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce. Alaska State Chamber supports your efforts to extend the sunset date of the Alaska Regional Development Organizations, or ARDR, program. State Chamber firmly believes in this cooperative regional economic development model. It is a successful model, having provided an arena where regions can work together on issues of common interest. ARDRs are able to provide greater local service expertise in service delivery and project implementation with more efficiency and less administrative burden than state agencies. We have firsthand knowledge of the power of the regional collaboration and cooperation on issues facing our state. An example of this is the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference's successful handling of the Stellar Sea Lion mitigation funds that put almost $30 million into Southwest Alaska regional economy. We support the passage of Senate Bill 254, which extends the sunset clause to 2013 for the ARDR program, and thank you for your support. Be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Stevens by members of the committee? If not, thank you very much, Mr. Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next, we have Catherine Dodge.
Questions only.
Questions only? Okay. With that, then we'll go back off net to Marty Mativa. Ms. Mativa, would you like to go ahead and testify, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Marty Mativa, Executive Director of Matsu Resource Conservation Development Organization, also an ARDR. Just briefly, there's not much more I can add, but I would like to stress that in 1988, the ARDRs were formed under state statute, and there are 11 of us. And at that time, the state of Alaska believed that each region of Alaska has their own concerns and challenges, and the best strategy to approach economic development was to partner with each region, and that's what we do as an ARDR. We have the ability as a nonpartisan organization to bring entities together for common goals and to increase economic development in our regions. And one thing I would like to stress, if I could, is the ability or the what we've done is we have leveraged our funding, our state funding, and at least 3-1. And since I believe last year it was almost 8-1, we leveraged the state funding to supplement our funding in each region. And I just thank you for your time and hope that you will support a 5-year sunset and reauthorization of the ARDRs. And if I could address your question to Mr. Hanzik, if I could, Mr. Chair, regarding additional funds.
Please do, sir.
We as an organization, since so many of us work long-term and long-range, we discussed it at length, and we would not be opposed for additional funding, but we thought at this time it was prudent and wise for us to get our priorities and to look for a 5-year reauthorization so we could continue helping the communities, each community we work into, we work at. We felt that was more of a priority at this time than asking the state for additional funding. But if you would like to give us more money, I do not believe you turn it down, sir.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Mativa, by members of the committee? If not, I do have a question. And if you're there in the Matsu Valley,
yes, sir.
And I guess economic development, it seems to be that's where the hot spot in the state is at. Why would you even need an ARDR there where you have plenty of economic opportunities?
Well, I believe I cover the entire valley, the entire borough, so the size of West Virginia. You know, we've got the hot spots in of course, Wasilla in the core areas, but I also work outside the core areas. One of our projects currently is a mentorship with entrepreneurs and helping small businesses get started, but also it keeps them sustainable. So I think even though there are many opportunities here, what we do is we bring other partners together. I work with the Small Business Development Center very closely. I work with all the Chambers of Commerce very closely to put programs to create businesses, but also to keep them sustainable.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mativa.
Thank you.
If there's no further questions of Mr. Mativa, we have...
No, just a question in general, Mr. Chairman, so I don't know if he wants to answer it or not. I was curious on the one page where it describes the ARTA program and the funds, I was curious if somebody could expand on what some of those other funds are. I'm not that familiar with this. I know what they generally do, but I'm seeing some pretty large sums of money coming from other non-federal, non-state funds, private sector funds, and I was just curious if somebody had a handle on that, where they could run down that list and give me a better concept of where that money comes from.
Ms. Simpson, please.
Mr. Chairman, I would probably refer that question to Mr. Hanzik online. He's the coordinator. He's better able to answer that question for you.
So.
Mr. Hanzik, did you hear the question?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Basically, what I have done is broken down the funds. As you can see on the chart on page 7, if that's the chart that you're referring to, the funds that have been collectively, this is a collective group of all 11 ARTAs, the funds all together. As each organization and the federal funds, the private sector funds, and other non-state and non-federal funds you will see on there, that could pretty much be brought into by other organizations. And I would have to refer to the ARTAs individually to express where each organization received their funds from, because it might be totally different than another ARTA. But pretty much the federal funds might be coming from the EDA. Private sector funds can be coming from businesses. Other non-state, non-federal funds, again, I'd have to defer to the ARTAs individually.
Senator Thomas, a follow?
I would just like to have a better idea, I guess. I see the general categories, and I guess I don't have a numbered page 7, but I'm assuming it is page number 7 in the packet, potentially, if I counted the pages. But I'm just curious, because the majority of the money, obviously, is coming from others, and it's not state money, and I was just curious.
Yep. Ms. Dodge, would you please comment on that? State your name for the record.
Thank you. I'm Catherine Dodge, Fairbanks North Star Borough, Economic Development, and also the ARTA Director. And the other funds come from many sources. In Fairbanks, they come from our municipal tax base. In other words, our match comes from our property tax monies. We have federal grants that we match, and we have state grants that we match. We've just matched a grant with the Mental Health Trust Fund. We have private investors, so we have members that are a membership-based organization, and so they have investors that are bringing money in that is used to both match and use in economic development. As someone mentioned, there are other federal grants. We've had BRAC grants and EDA grants, so we just look for many partners as we move forward in doing different projects. We look for and partner with many different elements. I think there's that.
Senator Thomas, does that answer your question?
I'm looking, I guess.
Or are you more confused?
I'm not more confused. I'm just looking for more specifics, I guess. So I guess everybody would have probably a lengthy list, because you're talking about funds that are other than state funds are several million dollars, $3 or $4 or $5 million, the majority of the money, obviously. So and federal funds are less than a million, so mm-hmm. We got total non-state funds is 2, so I see the total budget is 4.5, and the categories are private sector funds, other non-federal, and in-kind contributions. So I was just curious what kind of organizations that money comes from.
So some of those that I could speak to directly, and of course I'm most familiar with my program, but other state funds, at times there has been ARDA money set aside that we have come together and done a project for. So that would be another other state fund. Mm-hmm. The mental health trust that I was speaking of, that would be an other state fund. There might be something else that I might partner with a state agency on. Federal funds, I've had DOD monies for BRAC projects. I've had EDA monies for projects. For me, those are pretty much the federal funds that our organization has used. Private sector funds for me would be borough property tax. It might be someone, AEDC is an investor-based organization, so they are some of the private funds that would be used. SWAMC is also for EDDs, right. So there are four economic development districts, which are federally recognized organizations, and so EDA brings in federal monies there, or contributes money. Those are the big pictures that I'm aware of. I'm sure Michael could get you a breakdown if you'd like to see what percentage of what goes to whom.
Mr.
Senator Thomas, just to clear for the record, you had your acronym of BRAC. Identify that,
thank
please?
You. Certainly, that's a base realignment and closure. Mm-hmm. So Eielson was on the BRAC list, and there was some DOD monies that Department of Defense monies that we used in Fairbanks to develop an economic development diversification strategy.
Senator Thomas, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So if I wanted to satisfy my curiosity, I would have to have each ARDR send me their financial report showing the income by particular organization or...
I think, Michael could do that for you. But yes, essentially we are each such different animals, mm-hmm. that some of them are membership-based, some of them have EDA funding, some of us are funded by borough property taxes, and some people aren't even in a borough. So... each organization would have a different makeup, and truly each year is a different makeup because we're working on different projects with different partners and different funding sources.
The only reason I bring it up is it's always helpful here to have a better idea where money comes from, because seems to be a lot of interest in generally where the funding is coming from. The more private buy-in, mm-hmm. the better it is for people to look at and say, oh, these are well-supported organizations within their community or their area. So that's the only reason I mention it. Thank you for the explanation.
You're welcome.
Any further questions on Ms. Dodge by members of the committee? I just want to note that Senator Gary Stevens has joined us. Welcome, Senator Stevens. We have one more person to go ahead and that's off net to go ahead and testify, and that is Mike Katze.
Chairman, my name is Mike Katze. I'm executive director for SWAMC, which is Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. I was going to read a prepared statement, but I think most of the information you have or has already been stated before. I would like to be more specific and answer Senator Thomas's question regarding some of the private funding that SWAMC gets. This year, we've budgeted $44,500 for membership dues. We have over $38,000 in conference earnings. We have $25,000 in sponsorship, $36,000 in our own interest earnings, and we also have some reserves that we use in those tight years that we can actually draw from. So that's for us. That's where we get where we leverage our private funding. And I hope that answers question, at least partially, if not fully. One thing I would like to say is that, and I think Catherine said it the best, we're all very different animals. And the reason we are is because of the flexibility that's built into the ARDA program, and that allows us to work on projects, programs, and issues that specifically impact our regions. We create partnerships with a multitude of different organizations, businesses, state and federal agencies, and we build them in such a way as they meet the development needs of our individual regions. I think the success of the program is based on the fact that it's not a one-size-fits-all program. each region has different needs, and we're able to work out the best way in which to address those needs on a regional level. I would also like to, again, emphasize that we believe a five-year reauthorization is really important at this time. Some of us are already on a five-year comprehensive economic development strategy schedule, and reauthorizing the ARDAs would certainly bring us into line with that. Other than that, I think you have all the information that I was going to give. I'm happy to stay online and answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Katze, for your testimony this afternoon. Are there any further questions, Mr. Katze, by members of the committee? If not, I don't think we have anybody else online. Anybody else in the room want to go ahead and testify? If not, Ms. Simpson. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Senator Olson, members of the committee. My name is Juanetta Ayers. I'm the executive director for the Western Alaska Community Development Association, formerly a ARDR director. And since they've been modest enough not to ask you for more money, I'd like to say on their behalf that the ARDR program has been straight line funded for at least 13 or 14 years. And when we think about the challenges facing this state, I think it's a real indication of our priorities to not help these organizations keep pace with the challenges that they have on a regional level and what that means for us as a state as a whole. And I would really encourage you to think about the value of creating some greater incentives. What you're seeing is that they're able to take the money that you have given them and leverage it at a fairly significant rate. And I think that with all respect to the efforts to hit the Grand Slam home run in the World Series, which would be the gas line, and other big scale economic development projects, our economies are going to be built and strengthened by what we do locally and regionally first. And it really requires a coordinated investment strategy on the part of the state. I think the ARDRs are a good investment in that regard. So I would just encourage you to think about at least bringing them equal after more than 13 years of straight line funding. Thank you.
Any questions of Ms. Ayers by members of the committee? If not, thank you very much for your testimony. Anybody else in the room want to go ahead and testify? If not, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. Ms. Simpson, do you have any? Could you come on up and.
Mr. Chairman, I have no further comments other than to thank you very much for your time and consideration this afternoon, and again express Senator Huggins' regrets for not being able to attend.
One of the questions that I have is that as you look at programs that are going on, you know, to plan 3 years in advance is fairly difficult. I think 5 years is a lot more easy to handle, and why hasn't this the sunset been on a five-year plan before this? So,
Senator Olson, Mr. Chairman, I don't know the answer to that. I think that they have just come to the conclusion through some strategic planning that you heard them talk about earlier. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mativa said that was their priority this year. They may have just identified that as a new timing planning horizon for them.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions of the bill sponsor? If not, thank you very much for testifying this afternoon.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and see what the will of the committee is.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that this bill be referred to the next committee of referral with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Any objection? If not, this bill passes from committee. It goes on to finance from here, and those people that have information related to that, go ahead and make that available to them. I do want to make an announcement that we will be meeting next week on Tuesday, but not on Thursday. With that, unless there's anything else, we'll...
You can have my proxy Thursday, Tuesday.
Go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Thank you.